哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Good night, good evening, brothers and sisters.
那感谢主的恩典，我们在这个星期五的晚上，我们继续从圣经当中来做学习。
Thank God for His grace that we can continue to study the Bible this Friday evening.
在今天早上，我们用两个门徒来做彼此学习的内容。
And this morning we used the topic two disciples as the content of our study.
我们谈到在列王记下当中记载着两个跟随以利沙的门徒。
And in Second Kings recorded two disciples of Elijah.
他们在侍奉当中学习并且不断的成长。
And in their servitude.They've learned and continue to grow.
那在下午的聚会当中，我们看到了约翰福音当中的两个门徒。
And in the afternoon, we also studied two disciples in the book of John.
他们在选择当中最后能够见到弥赛亚。
And they chose the path where at the end they could see the Messiah face to face.
那在晚上，我们一样要来看两个门徒。
And so this evening, again, we will look at two disciples.
来看他们如何在软弱当中重新成为刚强。
And we will see how they become strong again, in the midst of their weakness.
我们请翻到路加福音的二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke 24.
路加福音的二十四章。
Luke 24.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
路加福音的第二十四章第十三节。
Luke 24, verse 13.
十三节，正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子里去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有二十五里。第十四节。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论的时候。耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。第十六节。只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。十七节。耶稣对他们说：“你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？”他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。第十八节。两人中有一个名叫格留巴的回答说：“你在耶路撒冷做客。”你不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？十九节。耶稣说：“什么事呢？”他们说：“就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前行事说话都大有能力。”在这里讲到有两个门徒。
Here mentioned two disciples.
而这里特别说这两个门徒离开了耶路撒冷而往以马忤斯这个地方去。
And here especially mentioned that these two disciples left Jerusalem and they are on the way to Emmaus.
在主耶稣要离开门徒之前。
And before Jesus departed from his disciples.
特别告诉门徒说，你们要留在耶路撒冷等候那所应许的圣灵。
He told them to stay in Jerusalem and wait for the promised Holy Spirit.
但是我们在这里看到说，却有两个门徒离开了耶路撒冷，往以马忤斯去啊。
But here, these two disciples left Jerusalem and they are on the way to Emmaus.
以马忤斯是附近的一个村庄。
Emmaus is a village nearby.
而耶路撒冷是造在高岗上。High hill, huh?
Jerusalem was built, a city built on a high hill.
代表说你只要离开耶路撒冷，一定是由上往下走啊。
And that is to say, when you left Jerusalem, you will be surely going downward.
所以在这里讲到有两个门徒离开了高高的耶路撒冷，而逐渐的往下，要到以马忤斯去。
And here mentioned.These two disciples left Jerusalem on the uphill, and they are going downhill.
不但脸上带着愁容，而且居然认不出耶稣来。
And their faces were downcast, and they could not recognize the Lord Jesus.
所以在这里告诉我们，有两个门徒出了问题。
And here, this tells us that these two disciples has got themselves.
他们离开了耶路撒冷，他们逐渐的往下行去。
They left Jerusalem and they are going downward.
所以在这里圣经里面告诉我们说，信仰路上难免总会有时候遇到一些困难。
And this tells us that in our journey of faith, sometimes we might encounter some difficulties.
没有人永远都在信仰的高峰，没有人永远都是属灵的，永远都是站在属灵的高点啊。
And nobody can remain on the peak of their faith, and nobody can remain spiritually standing on the uphill.
哦，所以在这里看到是有人软弱了。
So here we see someone was weak.
所以离开了耶路撒冷。
So they left Jerusalem.
有人往下坡往下走了。
And some people have going downward.
因为看不到耶稣。
Because they could not see the Lord Jesus.
就是有时候在教会当中，在我们的环境里面，我们也有这样子的信徒，有这样的弟兄姐妹。
And sometimes in our church, we have brothers and sisters or members that are in this condition.
啊，所以在这一段里面，主耶稣在教导我们，当我们看到有需要软弱的信徒，我们应当要怎么做才好。
So the Lord Jesus here is telling us, when we see members who are weak and who is going downward, what should we do?
我们看第十六节啊。
Let's read verse 16.
十六节。
16.
啊，这里讲说，只是他们的眼睛迷糊，不认识他。17节。17节的后段说，他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。我们在这里看到这两个门徒的问题。
And here we can see their problems.
为什么他们会离开耶路撒冷？
Why did they leave Jerusalem?
为什么他们会逐渐的往下坡走？
Why did they go?Gradually downward.
这里说，因为他们看不见耶稣啊，看不清楚耶稣啊。
Because here it says that they could not recognize Jesus or they could not see Jesus clearly.
耶稣就在你的身边。
Jesus is right beside you.
但是你看不到，你眼睛已经模糊了。
But you could not see him because your eyes were restrained.
耶稣非常的关心你，想要帮助你。
Jesus cares a lot about you and wants to help you.
啊，但是你常常觉得自己非常孤单，仿佛被抛弃了一般。
But you often feel lonely, and you often feel like you were abandoned.
为什么一个人会看不见耶稣呢？
Why is it that one cannot see Jesus?
在这里讲说，因为他们忧愁啊。
Here it says because they were sad.
因为非常忧愁，忧愁到最后，他们看不到耶稣。
They were so sad that they could not see Jesus.
因为把自己沉浸在那种忧伤当中，所以他们没有办法看到出路啊。
They fall too deep into their sadness that they could not see a way out.
那这个有时候是我们的一个危机啊，是我们信仰当中的一个危机。
This could be sometimes a crisis in our faith.
不是没有耶稣，不是没有帮助，不是主没有在你身边。
It's not that we do not have the Lord Jesus. It's not that you don't have help. And it's not that the Lord Jesus is not by your side.
而是当一个人只有看见自己的忧愁，他就看不到那个要安慰他的主来。
But if one only focuses on their own weariness or sadness, then they would not be able to see the Lord who is willing to comfort them.
主伸出手来要拥抱你，要安慰你。
God had reached out his hand, wanted to embrace you.
啊，但是因为你沉浸 ，you immerse， 你沉浸在自己的忧伤当中，所以你看不见。
But you immerse in your own grief that you could not see.
啊，所以在这里说，耶稣就站在他们面前。
But here it says the Lord Jesus stood in front of them.
啊，但是人在忧愁当中就看不见主了。
Because they were sad, they could not see him.
啊，所以当我们遇到这样子的信徒
，When we encounter members like this,
好像被困难、被忧愁、被痛苦所捆绑。
It seems like they are bounded by their sadness, by their difficulties.
啊，这时候我们要怎么办？我们要怎么样帮助他们呢？
So what should we do and how can we help them?
啊，在这里主耶稣给我们留下了很好的辅导榜样。
Here the Lord Jesus have left us a very good method.
我们看第十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
十五节说，正谈论的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行啊。在这里主耶稣给我们留下的第一个榜样。
Here the first example that Jesus left for us.
就是与哀伤的人同哀伤。
Is to mourn with those who mourn.
哦，就像我们今天所说的，你要有同理心啊，有 empathy 啊。
And in today's term, we say that we need to have empathy.
很多时候当我们缺乏了这样子的同理心。
Sometimes if we lack empathy,
你有时候你说的话虽然很有道理，
even though what you're saying might be reasonable,
但是对听到的人却一点帮助都没有。
But it does not help at all to those who hear it.
啊，曾经有一位老弟兄。
Once there is an elderly member,
这个老弟兄很热心，很爱主，常常去访问。
He is very devout and he is very fervent and he often go visit members.
啊，尤其常常到医院啊，看那些身体有病痛的人。
He often go to the hospital to visit the sick.
啊，可是啊，很糟糕的是啊，被他访问过的都越来越软弱。
But what is terrible is that those who he visited have become weaker.
啊，甚至啊，被他访问过的啊，都跟教会的负责人抗议啊，说叫他以后不要来了。
And they even object to the church council member and ask this brother never to visit again.
啊，为什么会这样子呢？
Why is that so?
因为他虽然很热心，虽然很有爱心。
And even though he was very fervent and very loving.
啊，但是啊，他也非常的严厉，所以访问的时候啊，都讲话都很不客气啊。
But he was also very strict, so his words are very harsh.
啊，到了医院看到人家生病躺在床上。
And when he visited the hospital and saw the members was sick and lying in the hospital bed.
为什么躺在床上？
Why are you lying there?
为什么这么软弱？
Why are you so weak?
还不起来祷告？
Hurry up, get up and pray.
啊，如果看到人家在吃药哦，更不得了了。
And when he saw someone taking medicine, it's even worse.
你这个小信的人啊。
You of little faith.
啊，怎么不靠耶稣呢？
Why did you not rely on the Lord Jesus?
还吃药，把药丢掉。哈。
And don't eat the medicine, throw it away.
哇，很凶哦。
And he was very fierce.
一直到有一天他自己生病了。
Until one day he got sick himself.
当他生病了，送医院，结果啊，开刀完了。
And so he was hospitalized and he had some surgery.
啊，结果啊，哇，痛到赶快要吃止痛药。
And he was so much in pain that he had to take painkillers.
啊，开完刀以后啊，全身无力，爬起来祷告都没力气。
After surgery, he was so weak he couldn't even get up to pray.
他终于了解了在病床上是什么感觉。
So he finally realized how it feels like to be lying on a hospital bed.
啊，因为啊，以前这个老人家啊，哇，身体非常强壮啊，从来不生病啊。
Because he was very strong before this elderly member, and he never got sick.
结果这样子病一次，突然发觉说，哦，原来在病床上是这么的难过。
And once he got sick, he realized how hard it is and how difficult it is to get sick.
啊，因为自己有了体验。
Because he experienced it himself.
所以对别人就多一份的怜悯啊。
And so he had now more mercy towards others.
啊，所以从那以后啊，他去访问就不一样了。
And so ever since, he changed his way when he visited.
啊，有时候啊，到医院里看到弟兄姐妹在病痛当中啊。
When he saw brothers and sisters sick in the hospital.
啊，走过去啊，握着人家的手啊，一句话都说不出来啊。
He would just approach them and hold their hands very tightly and did not even say a word.
啊，看到人家的痛苦啊，眼泪就流下来了。
When he saw how much they suffer, he even cried.
啊，虽然他可能一句话都没有讲。
So even though he did not say a word,
但是被他访问到的信徒都大受感动啊。
But those he visited, they are very moved.
因为你懂我。
Because you know me.
啊，所以很多时候真正人家需要的是这种被了解的感受。
So sometimes what others need is just being understood.
哦，真正的，而不是啊，哇，你义正言辞的教训啊，给人家很多哦道理上的责备。
And it's not his rebukes or his harsh word and to criticize them.
我们来看一下哥林多后书的第一章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter one.
哥林多后书的第一章。
Second Corinthians chapter one.
第四节。
Verse four.
哥林多后书的一章第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter four, verse one.
第四节说：“我们在这一切的患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。”在这里，保罗告诉我们，为什么你我生命当中有患难。
Second Corinthians chapter one, verse four tells us why we have suffering or difficulties in our life.
因为经过了患难，你就能够理解。
Because through our tribulation, we can understand.
你在理解当中，你所说的话就能够跟人产生共鸣。 echo.
And when you understand their situation, then your words can echo.
啊，这样子你所说的勉励才能够给人真正带来帮助。
Then your encouragement can really help them.
啊，所以在这里讲到第一个，耶稣主动的去接近他们。
So here it says that Jesus proactively approached them.
啊，主耶稣没有等到啊，他们来啊，来求我啊，来求我啊，没有啊。
He did not wait until they come to seek him and beg him.
啊，这里讲说主耶稣主动的就来到他们那里。
It says here Jesus drew near to them.
啊，然后这里讲说耶稣就与他们同行啊。
And here also say that Jesus walk with them.
啊，其实这个同行的观念非常重要。
And this concept of walking with them is very important.
他们在往下走哦。
They were going downward.
而耶稣也跟着他们往下走哦。
So Jesus also walking downward with them.
哦，所以保罗说，对什么人我就做什么人。
So Paul said that I will become who that other person is.
不是说遇到犯罪的人，我们就跟他一起去犯罪啊，不是这个意思啊。
It doesn't mean that if we saw a sinner, we sin with them.
而是你能够真正理解对方的感受。
But rather, you really truly understand how they feel.
啊，我们讲说把自己放在别人的鞋子里面啊。
We can say we put other, we put ourselves in other shoes.
啊，很多时候我们如果没有去深。没有真正的去体谅、去感受对方的感觉。
If we don't really try to understand how other feels,
你没有跟他结伴同行。
You don't accompany them and walk with them.
啊，你所说的一切对他都没有任何的意义啊。
Then whatever you have to say to them has no meaning.
啊，就像我们今天在责备儿女。
Well, just like today when we rebuke our children.
啊，我们会觉得说啊，你怎么这么软弱啊？我以前都没有这样。
We would might say, why are you so weak? I was never like this.
啊，像现在很多小孩子啊，玩电动啊，玩得非常的严重哦。
And so nowadays, a lot of children are really into video games.
啊，所以啊，有的父母亲非常生气。
So some parents are very angry.
啊，所以很严严的责备。
And so they would rebuke them harshly.
他们会讲说啊，我告诉你啊，爸爸小时候才没有这样嘞。
And I tell you, I was never like that when I was little.
啊，是啊，你讲的没有错啊。
Sure, you're right.
那是因为你没有啊。
Because you didn't have those.
因为你没有的玩呐。
Because you don't have video games.
你如果小时候有这些，你可能玩的比你儿子还疯啊。
If you had them back then, maybe you're even worse than your son.
我们不是在这里要把这一切合理化，我们不是在 justify， 我们不是说孩子这样子没有关系，不是的。
We're not trying to justify the action. We are not trying to say that it's okay for the children to be addicted to video games.
而是需要我们父母亲多一份的理解，他今天为什么会这么沉迷。
But rather, we want the parents to take one step further to try to understand why your children are so into the game.
你只有严严的责备，其实没有什么帮助。
If you only rebuke with harsh words, that will not help.
因为你的孩子只会觉得说你什么都不懂，你根本不了解我的生活。
Because your children would just feel like you don't know anything, you don't understand my life.
这是我们今天很多时候看到亲子关系非常紧绷冲突的一个很大的原因。
That is one of the major reasons that we see a conflict between parents and their children nowadays.
因为我们拒绝跟他们同行啊。
Because we rejected to walk with them.
啊，我还记得当我在高中的时候，我也打电动啊。
I remember when I was in high school, I also played video game.
啊，我再告诉你一件事情啊，我妈妈跟我一起玩啊。
I tell you one thing, my mom even play with me.
我们两个一起打 Street Fighter 啊，一起打。
We play Street Fighter together.
我玩的游戏她都会玩啊。
And she knows how to play all my games.
啊，但是她的技术很差就对了。
But she's not very good at it.
其实她根本不喜欢这些东西。
And because she didn't really like those things.
但是我可以知道说她很努力的要了解我的生活。
But I know that she tried really hard to understand my life.
哦，所以啊，我们一起打 Street Fighter， 我们一起玩 Mario Kart。
And so we play Street Fighter together and Mario Kart.
哦，所以啊，我就会觉得说我母亲 很愿意进入我的生活里面。
And so I feel that my mom is very willing to enter into my life.
你看，经过了这么多年。
So after so many years.
啊，经过了这么多年，我都已经超过，我都已经42了。
I am now 42 years old.
我告诉你啊，我现在还是什么事都告诉我妈妈。
I tell you, I tell my mom everything.
啊，
我 now.
有时候我们啊，有时候在聊天啊，我们有时候聊天都是讲到凌晨两三点呐、啊。
And we often chat until 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning.
因为我知道说，我有一个很愿意了解我的母亲。
Because I know I have a mom who is very willing to understand me.
所以与他们同行。不是一种认同，不是你认同他哦。
So walking with them does not equal to acknowledging or agree with them.
而是代表你愿意去努力的理解他。
But rather, you are willing to try to understand them.
啊，很多时候，当一个孩子很习惯的被拒绝
，and when a child is used to being rejected,
啊，他现在要告诉你，你不听。
And now he's trying to tell you, but you do not want to listen.
以后你想听，他就不告诉你了。
Then later, when it's time for you to want to listen, he will not tell you anything.
因为很多时候，当孩子来跟我们说话
，because when our child approaches and to try to talk to us,
我们常常会把他们 brush off 啊，就觉得哎，这个没有什么，哎，很烦呢，哎呀，没空啊。
We often brush them off and say, this is nothing, or this is very troublesome, or I don't have time.
啊，但是我们如果看回来路加福音的第二十四章啊。
But if we turn back to Luke 24.
二十四章的第十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节，耶稣对他们说：“你们走路谈论的是什么事呢？”
And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another?"
十八节。
18.
你十八节，他们说你在耶路撒冷，你不知道这些事情吗
？And 18, they said to him, "You are from Jerusalem, don't you know these things?"
十九节，耶稣说什么事啊
？19, Jesus said to them, "What things?"
耶稣难道不知道吗
？Do you think Jesus really didn't know?
耶路撒冷到底发生什么事情
？What really happened in Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷发生的就是耶稣被抓拿，耶稣被鞭打，耶稣被钉十字架这件事情啊。
What happened was Jesus was captured. He was clocked and he was crucified.
哦，耶稣怎么会不知道？
How could he not know?
耶稣不但知道，而且他是整件事情的主角啊。
And he, not only did he know, but he was the main protagonist in this whole thing.
啊，但是啊，耶稣问他们说：“你们在讲什么？”
But Jesus asked them, "What are you talking about?"
他说：“你不知道啊。”
And they asked him, "Do you not know?"
耶稣又说：“是什么事呢？你说。”
And Jesus asked them, "What things? Tell me."
啊，为什么主耶稣会这样子呢？
Why did Jesus do this?
其实耶稣大可以告诉他说：“我知道你们在讲什么，我知道你们在想什么。”
And he could have told them, "I know what you're thinking. I know what you're talking about."
你在讲那个耶路撒冷，耶稣被抓拿，耶稣被钉死，对不对？
You were talking about how Jesus was captured and he was put to death in Jerusalem, right?
你不要说话，你要讲的我通通都知道了。
You don't need to talk. I know everything you want to say.
这是不是我们今天很多父母对孩子讲话的方式？
Isn't this the way that a lot of parents nowadays talk to your children?
你不要说话，你是我生的，你有什么我是不知道的呢？
You don't need to talk. I give birth to you. What else do I not know about you?
你不要说话，你不用讲，我告诉你怎么做就好了。
You don't need to say anything. I just do what I told you to do.
很多时候，我们自己把亲子关系的沟通桥梁亲手把它斩断的。
A lot of time we have burned the bridges of communication with our children ourselves.
然后我们再觉得很奇怪。
Then we'll feel very strange.
啊，奇怪啊，为什么我的小孩宁愿跟他朋友说，宁愿跟他学校的老师说，宁愿跟不认识的人网路上说，就是什么都不跟我说。
We feel very strange. Why is it that my child only talk to their friends or their online buddies and their teachers, but he would not tell me anything.
为什么？因为你从来不想好好的听他说啊。
Why? Because you have never tried to listen to them.
因为你觉得他讲的东西很无聊。
You think that what they're saying very boring.
你觉得那个内容非常幼稚。
The or the content is very childish.
你觉得他还没有讲完，你就已经知道他要讲什么了。
Or you feel that you already know what they're trying to say even before they finish.
因为你不想听，你只想教训他，让他按着你的想法去做。
Because you do not want to listen, all you want to do is to teach them and want them to just do exactly what you told them to do.
却不知道说沟通或是说话最高的技巧就是不说话。
And you did not know that actually the highest art of holding a conversation is actually not to say a word.
啊，真的啊，今天在沟通当中最美的技巧就是你不说话，但是你完全理解。
And the biggest technique is that in conversation is that you don't need to say a word, but you completely understand.
因为很多时候，当一个人来到你的面前。
Because when someone approach you,
不管是你的孩子，或者是一些慕道朋友，或者是你身旁软弱的人
，maybe it's your child or a truth seeker friend or someone who is weak.
你以为他真的有那么需要你 blah 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 讲个不停的建议吗
？Do you really think they need you to blab all those words and advice？
我告诉你我的经验呢，我跟你分享我的方法，我告诉你啊，这样子做就对。你以为他真的需要吗？
Do you think they really need to hear all your experiences and all the methods and ways you can tell them?
其实很多时候他们到我们的面前只是希望能够得着一个愿意聆听的听众而已啊。
A lot of time they approach us because they are just seeking for someone who is willing to listen.
因为他的生活，因为他的生活当中没有人愿意给他们时间。
Because nobody in their life is willing to give them the time.
因为没有人愿意能够花时间多听他们一点。
Because nobody is willing to listen to them.
所以他们来到你的面前。
So they come to you.
希望说你能够给他们一点时间啊。
They hope that you can spare a little time.
希望你能够听听他们的感受。
So you can listen to how they feel.
所以这个时候，如果我们还是巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉讲个不停啊。
And so this time it was still blabbering along.
当你不断的讲个不停，其实就是拒绝了跟对方的沟通。
When you talking nonstop, you are actually rejecting communication for the other party.
或者是说，对你来说，沟通就是我讲你听。
Or for to you, communications mean I talk, you listen.
但是主耶稣不是这个样子的哦。
But this is not the way of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣对他们说，什么事呢？你告诉我，我听。
Jesus said to them, "What things you tell me, and I'll listen."
说这个就是对这两个门徒最大的帮助跟最好的安慰。
And so this is the biggest help for these two disciples, as well as the biggest comfort.
所以当今天有人来到我们的面前
，So today when someone come to us,
他想要跟我们分享他们心中的难受，或者是生命当中的苦楚。
And they want to pour out their heart to us and want to tell us their difficulties.
这是好事，表示你是一个值得信得过的人。
This is a good thing because they think that you are someone who is trustable.
但是在我们很着急的要赶快帮助他，赶快教导他，赶快给他秘方，给他秘方的时候，先把我们自己那个把自己压下来啊。
But when we feel the urge to immediately help this person and tell this person our advice and our ways, you first must suppress yourself.
你要跟他说什么事呢？
You must say to them, what happened?
所以你拿时间听他，他以后就会愿意继续跟你分享。
If you spare some time to listen to them, then they will be willing to share with you later on.
就像我们刚讲的儿女亲子当中的沟通。
And just like the example we said before, the communication between parents and children.
你如果希望你的孩子什么事都告诉你，什么事都跟你分享。
If you wish your child would talk to you about everything.
就不要急着打断他。
And don't try to cut him off.
更不要觉得他讲什么你都知道了。
And don't feel that you already know what he's trying to say.
我以前在上班的时候。
When I was working,
我们在公司里面做管理人员都需要去外面受训。
And a lot of us supervisor, we all need to go to training.
我还记得我去参加一场他们那个专业就是专门在管理人员的培训课程哦。
and I have to take classes on that is specialized for supervisors.
那我还记得说啊，那个来教课的 instructor， 来教课的讲师，他告诉我们一件事情。
I still remember the words that the instructor told us.
他说啊，这个 I know 这两个字不能乱用，不能乱用的。
He said you should not take lightly these words I know.
哦，因为当你说 I know。代表说 conversation ends， 就是对话到此结束。
Because when you say I know, that is when the conversation ends.
接下来就是我来告诉你了。
Later on is what come after is that I will tell you.
哦，所以啊，那个老师跟我们说，那个讲师告诉我们说，你这个两个字要，你这个 I know 要用得非常非常的小心。
And so the instructor told us to be very careful for to use the word I know.
你如果要用这个字，你要是真的已经听了，而且听进心里，而且真的了解状况，你才可以用 I know.
And only after you have listened carefully and you take the words to heart and you truly understand, that is when you can use this word I know.
啊，但是如果这变成你的口头禅。
But this is just some lip service.
啊，你如果人家跟你讲 ，I know. 啊
，And everything people say to you, you just go, I know.
啊，其实这是对对方的一种拒绝啊。
And that is actually a rejection to the other party.
就是你不用再讲了。
That is, you are saying to them, you don't need to say anymore.
啊，所以什么时候可以用 I know？
So when do you actually use I know？
是你要真的很了解状况哦。
Is that when you truly understand the situation？
启示录的第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
讲到七个教会。
Mention seven churches.
这个神跟七个教会的对话。
And the conversation between God and the seven churches.
全部都是由 I know 开始啊。
Every one of them starts with I know.
All seven of them.
All seven of them.
全部都是由 I know 开始。我知道，我知道，我知道。好，那是因为他真的知道哦。
Because God truly knows.
哦，所以他可以说我知道。
So he can use I know.
哦，所以我们今天在跟孩子、家人、弟兄姐妹互动当中。
So today in our interaction with our children or family members and members of the church.
哦，我们这个 I know 也要小心一点。
We must be careful of the use of words I know.
要多花一点时间听清楚了，才能说哦 I know.
We must use a little bit more time to listen carefully, and then we can say, I know.
啊，当你在互动当中有这样的尊重。
When you in your interaction, you have this kind of respect.
即使是你的孩子，你也需要尊重他哦。
And even if that is your child, you need to respect him as well.
当他觉得说我的爸妈尊重我。
When your children feels like my mom and dad respected me.
当他们觉得说我的爸妈愿意听我。
When they feel that my mom and dad is willing to listen to me.
那你不用担心啦，以后他有什么事情都告诉你啊。
And you do not need to worry, they will tell you everything.
因为他们可以从你身上得到理解。
Because first they can get from you understanding.
能够得到安慰。
And comfort.
能够得到尊重。
And respect.
这样子他们就愿意从你身上得到建议。
And then they in that way they are willing to take your advice.
啊，但是如果没有前三样哦。
But if these three things is lacking.
没有理解，没有安慰，啊，没有理解，没有安慰，啊，没有，还有少一个什么，
respect.
啊，没有理解，没有安慰，没有尊重。
But if there's no understanding, no comfort and no respect.
你如果只想给建议，我可以告诉，不用浪费时间，不用浪费时间了。
If you only want to tell them your advice, then you don't. I tell you now, you do not need to. You do not need to waste your time.
如果一个人非常不尊重你啊，就讲我们大人就好了，大人就好了。
And so let's say someone do not respect you.
你要讲一件事，人家直接把你打断，不尊重你。
You're trying to say something, and then they cut you off. They do not respect you.
你还没有讲完，他就叫你闭嘴，然后把一个答案丢给你。
And you haven't finished, but they already tell you to shut up and give you an answer.
如果是我们，我们会接受吗？
If you were treated that way, would you accept?
如果我们自己都没有办法接受，为什么我们期望我们的孩子要 take it 呢？
And if we cannot take that, how can we hope or wish that our children can take that?
哦，所以这里讲说，主耶稣说什么事呢？
So here Jesus said to them, what happened?
我们再继续往下看哦。
Let's continue to read.
就他们就把这些事情告诉耶稣。
So they said to him.
25节。
Verse 25.
耶稣对他们说：无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信的太迟钝了。第二十六节。耶稣这样受害，进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？二十七节。于是从摩西和先知起，凡经上所指的自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。这才是解决问题的关键啊。
And so this is the key point in solving the problem.
当你愿意听。
When you're willing to listen,
你讲的时候，对方才愿意接纳。
Then when whatever you say, the other party is ready to accept.
但是在这里，主耶稣没有讲他的个人感想、经验的累积。
But here, Jesus did not told them about his own feelings, thoughts, or his experiences.
二十七节说，主耶稣就告诉他们经上所记的那将要成就的应许啊。
27, it says, the Lord Jesus shared with them all the things recorded in the scriptures concerning himself.
所以当我们今天人家要听我们的建议。
So today, if someone is willing to listen to us,
我们想要给对方最好的提供最好的方法。
And we want to provide them with the best method.
这里告诉我们说是从圣经当中来找到解决问题的关键。
Here tells us to find the answer from the Bible.
而不是啊，不断的讲，哎呀，我也经历过，哎呀，我也有体验啊，这个我都知道啊，那个我是老经验了，我什么都懂，不是讲你个人的厉害啊。
So you are not sharing with them your own experiences and told them that I've been here, I've been there before.
有时候你讲啊，讲了一大堆啊，讲自己啊，怎么也经过这一条路，你所做的，你所面对的，我都知道，我经历了，你讲了很多。但是他听完对他没有什么帮助的。
Sometimes you might share a lot of your own experiences, what you have been through, but it will not be helpful one bit to the other party.
最后跟你讲一句说啊，你又不是我。
And at the end they will just tell you you're not me.
但是当我们今天把问在圣经当中去找到解决问题的关键。
But today if we seek for the answers from the Bible.
然后在祷告当中得到解决问题的力量。
And we seek for strength to solve this problem from our prayer.
你在听完对方的分享跟苦恼之后，
and after you listen to the sharing and the pouring of heart from this other party,
你可以分享一些你自己的心路历程，没有关系。
You can share, you can tell them your own experiences and what you've been through.
但是要知道你的心路历程不是答案。
But you have to know that all those are not the answer.
只是让对方知道说你了解他。
It's just to let the other party know that you understand.
生命的问题只有在圣经当中才有答案。
The answers to all life problems can only be found in the scriptures.
心灵的痛苦只有耶稣才有解决的方法。
And all the grief and pain in the heart only can be solved by the Lord Jesus.
所以到最后，我们一定要把人带到耶稣的面前。
So at the end, we must bring this person to see the Lord Jesus.
从圣经的角度来看怎么解决。
And we look at the solution from the perspective of the Bible.
然后鼓励对方跟你一起祷告，求神能够开路。
And we encourage this person to pray together with you to ask God to open a way.
所以在这里，你看主耶稣在这里是用圣经的话来开导他们的心。
So here we can see that the Lord Jesus is using the words in the scriptures to open their heart.
来帮助他们重新得到力量。
And to help them once again to regain strength.
我们看回来路加福音的第二十四章。
Let's turn back to Luke 24.
二十四章的第三十节。
Verse 30.
这里说到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开递给他们。三十一节。
31.
他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了。三十二节。他们彼此说，在路上的时候他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？三十三。他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去了。在这里讲到这两个门徒起来重新得到力量。
Here it says these two disciples, they stood up and they once again regained their strength.
因为耶稣解释圣经的道理，使他们心中充满了火热。
Because the Lord Jesus talked about the words of the scriptures with them, and then their heart was burning.
使得他们最后能够回转，再开始往上走，回到耶路撒冷。
And so that it caused them to be able to turn back and once again going upward to Jerusalem.
这是我们今天辅导的目标。
And so this is the goal for our counseling today.
就是要让人重新得到力量，心中火热。
And so that that person can once again regain strength and for their heart to burn again.
让一个人可以回转，再重新往上回到耶路撒冷。
So that they can turn back and to also go upward to Jerusalem.
啊，但是这个需要与他同行，先与他同行。
But first, you need to walk with them.
然后要需要有了解同理的心情。
And you first need to have the heart and compassion to understand your peers.
啊，最重要的是你要用圣经上的道理来给他们引导。
And most importantly, you must use the truth in the Bible to guide them.
啊，但是在这里告诉我们啊。
But here it tells us,
他说啊，当他们认出耶稣来了
，when they recognize the Lord Jesus，
他说耶稣就不见了
，then he disappeared，
功成就可以身退啊，工作完成就可以消失了
，when his work is done， then he can go，
啊，这也是我们今天在教会服事啊，在教会侍奉的每一个弟兄姐妹需要有的精神。
And this is also the spirit in which all the members of our church today need to have in order to do holy work.
工作完成就可以消失了。
After the work is done, you can disappear.
啊，他回头重新发起热心，回头去找神，你就不要挡在路上了。
And when this person have already regained strength and turned back to God, you cannot stand in their way.
你不要着急的问他说，哎，是不是我讲的让你热心啊？
You cannot ask them, is it because of what I say that you are fervent again?
哇，是不是我鼓励你，现在要让你要回耶路撒冷啦？
Is it because of my encouragement that now you are turning back to Jerusalem?
工作完成就可以消失了。
So after your work is done, you can go.
因为我们所期望、所追求的是从主耶稣来的掌声。
Because what we hope for, what we wish for, is the applause that coming from the Lord Jesus.
而不是追求从人来的感谢。
It is not the thanks that we receive from people.
啊，所以啊，当他们认出耶稣来，耶稣没有在那附近啊，让他们拍拍手说，哦，耶稣啊，你好啊，没有啊。
So when they recognized the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus did not stay there and wait for them to applaud him.
啊，主啊，你好伟大！主啊，你讲的话让我变得好热心啊。
Lord, you're so great because of your words. I have become so fervent.
工作完成就不见了。
After the Lord's work is done, he disappeared.
但是在那暗中观察的主就要大大的赐福给你。
And so the Lord that is watching over you in secret will give you blessing greatly.
啊，所以帖撒罗尼迦前书说，我们要把人完完全全的带到耶稣的面前。
First Thessalonians tells us to bring a person completely in front of God.
这样子，我们的侍奉就能够得到主的称赞。
Then our service can be praised by God.
我们的工作就要得到天国的奖赏。
And our work shall be rewarded. With heavenly inheritance.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
382首。
382。